This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, June 16th. God's word to you today is because, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 from the Living Bible. And it says, "See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us, for He allows us to be called His children. Think of it, and we really are." The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4 from the Good News Translation, "I've learned why people work so hard to succeed. It's because they envy the things their neighbors have." If you let the envy of the things that your neighbors have become the fuel in the engine that drives your productivity, you will be, of all men, the most miserable. Imagine Lady A owns a Louis Vuitton bag that was a gift. Lady B sees it, and because of envy, begins to work extra hours just to save up enough money to buy her own Louis Vuitton bag. She gets it, and then one day, she forgets donuts in the bag, and a rat trying to get its nourishment eats through the LV bag. Now Lady B has a big problem on her hands. Because she needs to work harder to match up. It never ends. The Bible says in Luke 12, verse 15, from the Good News Translation, "And he went on to say to them all, 'Watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because your life is not made up of the things you own. No matter how rich you may be, your life does not consist of the abundance of the things that you possess, because your life weighs more than the things you possess. Before God, your life is more important. Your life is worth the blood of God's only Son. Even if you have the whole world, Jesus says, what will you give in exchange for your soul? One soul is worth more than all the wealth in the world. So how can you depend on what you have to determine your worth? How can you allow what you have, or who likes you, or who doesn't like you, or who is angry with you, to determine who you are?" The good news for you and I is that God has a cure for workaholism. God's cure for workaholism is R-E-L-A-X, relax. The word relax is an acronym for the five principles we'll be looking at to help cure workaholism. The R stands for realize your worth. You must accept what God says about you. God says your soul is more valuable than all the wealth in the world. You must receive it and accept it. Miles Monroe says, "When purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. If you do not know the worth of something, you will abuse it." Let us pray. Father, I declare in Jesus' name that I will not be driven by insecurity, worry or greed. I will not trade my soul for earthly possessions. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.